Welcome to the City of Tukwila Transportation and Infrastructure Services Committee meeting. You are joined by Tosh Stark, Kate Kruller, and Mohammed Abdi, your council representatives. Today is Monday, October 2nd, 5:30 p.m. We have no presentations, so we'll go straight to the business agenda, which begins with agenda item A, McAdam Road South Water Upgrade Project. Project completion and acceptance by Mr. Alpawal, with the intent of forwarding this to the 10/16/23 regular consent agenda at the conclusion of this presentation. Mr. Alpawal, when you have a chance, you can begin.
Thank you. Thanks for the introduction. So this is the McAdam Water Main Project, as you're all aware, and the notice to proceed was issued back last year, early last year in February. And the project went successful. It included the installation of about almost a mile of 12-inch ductile iron pipe, as well as many valves and fire hydrants. And we were also able to bridge the gap in the sidewalk on the east side that we had by installing more than 1,000 feet of sidewalk. Part of that was paid with a grant for the sidewalk. The project physically was complete at the very last day of last year, December 31st. We were able to fully accept it by going through a punch list and making sure everything was met. The approximate cost of the project when it was awarded was about $2 million with the 10% contingency that took it up to about 2.2. And that was, aside from the sidewalk, fully funded by the water fund. We had to ask for a change order back in July or August of this year, or last year, sorry. And we were able to get approval for that, and that included primarily the paying for the extra overlay that was done between 152nd and South Center Boulevard along McAdam Road. So we didn't use that entire change order. We had about an underrun of about $48,000 from that change order itself, which took the overall total to about $2.4 million. And as mentioned before, during the introduction, we're looking to get formal acceptance, including the release of retainage, bonds, and the standard claims through the typical process that we see. And consider this on the consent agenda of the regular meeting on October 16th.
Thank you. Council Member Kruller, please.
I'm very pleased with the finish of this. The one question is, you just roll the money you didn't spend back into the fund somehow, or what happens with the underspent money?
Yeah, the Water Enterprise Fund are protected funds, so anything that's not spent stays in the fund and gets used on different projects.
Okay. Well done. It looks so good. It's fun to drive on. I hated that it cost them more, but I love the outcome. I think there's so many people living there, and it really makes a difference.
Thank you.
Councilmember Abdi.
Yeah, for me, this looks all great to me, to be honest. I don't really have any questions. Everything kind of just sounds about right to me. It looks good, so yeah, I appreciate the update.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't have any questions either. The pictures are helpful. They do nice work, so you did a great job. I'm going to ask, is there a consensus? I think there is.
Yeah.
So I think you got three votes. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Kate's probably in favor of forwarding it. Nice work.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
You have a favor to appoint it?
Yes.
Awesome.
There you go. Perfect. That brings us to business agenda item B, the Sewer Utility Fund Amendment to Resolution 2056 by Mr. Lerner. The idea being, after his briefing, we will forward this to the 10/9/23 special consent agenda. When you have a chance. Griffith.
Yes.
There you go. You have Steve now.
Yeah.
Just as a warning, I've been doing a lot of coughing today, so I will, if I start to cough a little bit too much, I will pass it off to Hari. We are here tonight to propose an amendment to Resolution 2056, which is our public works fee schedule. When the resolution was updated, the King County sewage treatment charge for 2024 had not yet been established, which we often treat as a pass-through in our rate resolution. And now, as of June 30th, King County has officially adopted their rate increase for 2024. So this is just updating a resolution to reflect the King County pass-through. So we are asking you to adopt the proposed amendment in accordance with the Public Works fee schedule and consider this agenda on the consent agenda on the October 9th special meeting.
Great. Councilmember Krueller.
Just, I'm fine on all of this. Are we going to communicate somehow on bills or something so people aren't surprised when it goes up?
I believe it's demarcated as a separate line item on the bill.
Yeah.
So it's just going to show up and we're not going to say anything about it?
We usually don't. It's King County's. It's on their website. It usually says there's this increase.
Okay. So the demarcation there is a way to, it's their bill?
Yeah, there's a line.
They send out the bill?
Yeah.
Or we send out the bill?
We send out the bill. There's a line item on it.
Yeah.
That shows the bill in there.
Is there anything that like a person can find a website?
Yeah, it's on King County's website.
So it's there, but in the bill, when it comes out, does it say for more information about your rates?
I will have to look at our bill.
Okay. Just so that the average show can find their way there if they have to now.
Yeah, I can look at it.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I have.
Councilmember Ogden.
Yeah, my only quick question. Nothing crazy, but like, you know how it says like the toll sewer base rate will increase from 31 to 32. My question is does it normally increase over time just in general, or does it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that history like?
So what happened, Councilmember, is we have adopted sewer base rates for a six-year plan. So every year there's an increase. And so this 31 to 32 was approved by the council last government. So it's just we have rates increasing every year to meet with the cost of living increase and the proposed projects. So that's we went through that in the budget process.
Thank you. Yeah, appreciate giving me clarity. Yeah, that's, but everything else looks fine to me, so I'm supporting.
The only question I have is the King County sewer rates, that shows up as a line. Does the Tukwila sewer base rate thing show up as a line as well?
I believe so.
Two lines. It's a summative. So your rate is a result of the sum of those two line items.
So, like, I get one line as a resident that will show the little math being done already, and then I get the new rate.
Correct.
And it'll show as 32 or the 55. Which one am I looking for?
You will have two lines. You'll have 5511 from King County, and you have a second line showing 32. You have some total of your monthly bill of 32 plus 55.
Yeah, that's what I was really curious about, how it would appear. Does the 55, is that a blended thing, or am I getting two lines that says Tukwila and King County? Perfect. I have no other issues with this.
I have one more question.
Please.
Just from talking to a resident who's been watching her electricity go up over summer and the cost, she feels like she's using the same amount of going up. And her only request was she doesn't understand why. And so that's why you heard me talking about the communication piece.
Yeah.
Do we educate anywhere, like on our website? You know, sir, I'm trying to.
Yeah, I like I said, I'll get back to you on that. Because remember, I do know that, like, for instance, solid waste rates are going up. It's required by our contract on RCWA to communicate to the residents, I believe, 60 days before the rate increase.
Yeah.
And I have to go back and look and see what's in here. Okay. And I'll get back to you.
There's definitely hunger. I took her name and number down. And I'll relay that later, not today. See if somebody would reach out and talk to her. And just so she even lives in Seattle here, and she
goes. If you have her name, then the best.
Yeah, I will. Thank you.
To Kate's point, In the event that there was enough support to do an explanation, how hard would it be to explain what you just sort of explained to residents with a paper insert? Because you're saying Tukwila sends the bill.
Yeah.
Is there a huge challenge in putting like, hey, King County does its little thing where they do this, and Tukwila does this, and so that's why your bill will seem high, will be a fear higher, and that kind of fixes the whole having to point them to another website or that sort of thing?
I will have to talk to our finance and see how many hard copy bills are we sending these days, because mm-hmm. a lot of people are getting electronically.
Oh.
So if it's a hard copy, it would be easy to just have another insert in that and send it. Mm-hmm. But one way or other, I will find out what steps we can take to make sure we're communicating to the customer ahead of the time. And on that topic, we used to have Richard, who is doing all of this in finance, and mm-hmm. as you guys know, he retired recently.
So. Okay.
Mr. Sherlock, you had a question.
I just like to correct you. It doesn't appear higher. The bill is higher.
You're correct. I'm sorry.
It'd be nice to come up with ways to find some efficiencies to try and keep the bill at least where it's at.
I understand.
I think we should be discussing that in the coming year.
Okay. Mike, corrected. It will be higher for those at home. Well, it appears that we have a consensus on forwarding this.
Yes.
Very good. Mr. Lerner, you got 3 votes, so you can turn your mic off and start coughing away. He wants to cough. I can do it. All right. So, business agenda item C, Washington Department of Ecology Waste Reduction and Recycling Education Grant Application by Ms. Minion. And this is just looking for committee approval.
Yes.
Please.
All right. Yes, this is a new grant. Washington State Department of Ecology put out the requests. It's a very competitive grant. We are requesting for $50,000. There is a 25% match required, which would be $12,500. The scope of work, how I have written it, really focuses on enhancing our RE+ grant that we are sending, I guess, tonight to be forwarded to the mayor for signature to accept. The RE+ grant came a couple weeks ago and talked about that, and we're receiving $83,000 to do education outreach to food service frontline businesses, just as a reminder, that really focused on organics diversion and trying to get them to subscribe to organics service. And so what this grant, this new grant would do would be to enhance that and focus on food waste reduction and also contamination reduction, because they have new service. It's not all about just increasing organics diversion. We want to make sure it's the correct stuff, and if it's at all possible, to divert it somewhere else, either to the food pantry or somewhere, versus just throwing away in the compost. So because it's going to be enhancing that, we can use the RE+ grant money, which comes from King County, as our grant match. So there would be no additional funds coming from the city in terms of paying for that match. The other thing that the other thing this grant would do, the Waste Reduction and Recycling Education Grant, would also be expanding education outreach towards residents and providing tools, tips, workshops, and focus on food waste reduction and contamination reduction in organics carts. I welcome any questions.
Perfect. Councilmember Krull.
I am totally in support.
Perfect. Councilmember Opti.
Yeah, I'm in support. I just had a quick question. So you said it's a 25% match that's required for the funding, and then it said which if funded, it would be $12,500. I'm a little bit confused that the $12,500 is going for the $50,000 grant. Can you explain to me what the 12 is?
It's 20%.
Is that after the 25% match?
So it's $50,000. So they will end up paying it's interesting how they have it. I have to always remind myself as well. It's like, okay, so we would provide 25% of the 50,000. Mm-hmm. So it's not on top of 50,000. So we're providing 12,500. They would be providing 37,500 if I did that math right.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I was doing it the other way around.
Yes. I get it.
Yeah. Thank you. That's it. But I'm square. Thank you.
So for clarity,
yes.
Maybe not. I mean, maybe you don't have the answer for every situation when it comes to a grant.
Yes.
In this scenario, how I maybe and how the public should look at it is 12.5 taken from 50 is what we'll get.
Right.
And then we are committed to spending that 12.5 on the program as well.
Correct.
Okay.
And good question.
It's kind of like, how does that work? You give me 50 grand, and then I got to spend my own 12.5 on it, and I take the 12.5 and put it in my pocket, and then we just use your money kind of thing.
So what has happened is when I submit invoices to them, the end result should equal 50,000.
They want to see 50K spent on that.
Yes.
Okay. Mm. All right. Well, again, do we have consensus? I saw her as she was coughing. She nodded. So we're good. Looks like we got three more votes. We're on a roll here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brings us to business agenda item D, Department of Ecology Water Quality Combined Funding Grant Opportunity by Ms. DeBoer.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're seeking committee approval. Please proceed.
Great. Yes. Good evening. Thanks. I'm Katrine DeBoer. I am a Public Works Branch Analyst. So I'm bringing forward a grant request today for the Department of Ecology Water Quality Combined Funding Program. And this will be in support of the Stormwater Quality Retrofit Program. And so in 2020, this committee authorized staff to accept the same grant to fund the design of four sites. And they were at Tukwila International Boulevard, Inner Urban Avenue South, East Marginal Way, and then Starfire Way and Fort Dent Way. So that was the design. And then in 2022, the committee authorized staff to accept a Department of Ecology grant to fund the construction of the first two of those sites. And so the city is currently working with the consultant under that grant and expects construction to begin in the spring. So today I'm seeking committee approval to apply for the Department of Ecology Water Quality Combined Program to fund the final design and construction of the second two of those sites that have been previously designed. So this project will provide water quality treatment for the Duwamish River from stormwater entering the river. It's anticipated to improve conditions for aquatic species as well. And we'd like to submit a grant request for $1,643,365 to fund the final design and construction of these sites. This grant does have a 15% match requirement, which would be $246,505. And this would come from the Stormwater Quality Retrofit CIP budget, which is funded through the 412 Surface Water Fund, which is enough to cover that match. I welcome any questions.
Councilmember Krull.
Yeah, I'm less words, but more money. I like it. This is really well planned. Now I'm in support.
Thank you.
Councilmember Abdi.
Honestly, your name is cool.
Thank you.
Never DeBoer?
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
Well, it's my last name. My first name is Katrine.
Oh, Katrine. All right. Your last name is awesome. Yeah, that's cool. I was going to say, I'm also full support. This sounds great. It's, we need it, I think everything, makes sense and, we appreciate it. Thank you.
My only question is the number. How is that? Mm-hmm. Is that what your department feels or believes that's what it's going to cost?
Yeah. So we have the design amounts from the previous, through 90% design that we got already. Mm-hmm. And then we've reached back out to our consultant to see if those numbers from 2021 are still accurate. And then we adjusted them slightly. And so that will cover construction management, final design, and construction of the two sites.
And does that factor in the 10% contingency,
yes,
all that good stuff? Okay, so mm-hmm. in the event that we do get the money,
mm-hmm.
there's enough in there without having to go anywhere else to get more money?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Is there any other questions? Okay. Looks like we have consensus on approval. All very good. You got it.
Thanks.
Perfect. All right. So if there's any miscellaneous?
None of mine.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Well, then I will consider this meeting adjourned at 5:50.